Welcome back to 1% Man Podcast, and today I want to talk about meditation. This is probably one of the best practices and protocols that I have included in my life that has really changed the game for me. At first, I thought meditation was a very woo-woo thing, right? It was just like for ancient like shamans dressed up, just singing, chanting and stuff like that. But really, at the end of the day, meditation is just taking time to be with yourself. And for just enjoying the stillness, right? I forget what ChatGPT told me, but I have this thing where it talks to me. But really, there's a lot of power in the stillness, right? There's a lot of power in taking time because the world is so fast-paced. And when you meditate, what you're doing is you're slowing down time, and you're feeling your emotions, you're feeling your processing your own thoughts. And the things that you are unable to process throughout the day because of how fast-paced life is, you get time to do that, right? And especially if you live in America, because we are such in a quick, do everything fast and rapid, right? Fast food, fast house, fast car, fast girls, fast women, fast men, right? Everything is fast. However, but taking that time for yourself, and all I'm asking for is 5 minutes, and a lot of us are uncomfortable. And I was so uncomfortable when I first started meditating. I wanted to move. I felt my body saying, move. But something I'm learning now over time, which is meditating, I've been meditating for now, hundreds of days now, in stride for more than 5 minutes. Now I do an hour meditation now. And something that I found, like the three top benefits, is one, I have access to my higher self, right? Within us, so there's, I've been reading my family's, our religion before we were colonized, right? And something they talk about in there is that you want to meditate. And every religion talks about meditating or taking time for prayer. And my family's religion, it's like meditation gives you access to your higher self. And the ability to really lock in with you. And it says not to solve the problems in your life, but just to become aware of it and then take time to meditate on it. And I thought that was so powerful because at the end of the day, you can't solve something that you're not aware of. And the only problems in your life that you are aware of and that you still keep having is the problems that you want. Like, once you're aware of a problem and you don't want it anymore, then you solve it, right? And sometimes if you don't know what the answer is, if you go and meditate and take time to let your body really process it, you'll figure out what the answer is. But a lot of times we've been taught that to not trust our own understanding, not trust our own beliefs, and to always seek counsel with somebody else. But meditation brings that trust and that counsel back to ourselves. Love it. Number two, it's really allowed me to just process my emotions and to see what I'm actually feeling and going on, right? Because a lot of times, like I say, life is so fast paced that I don't take time to really just think about Bertrand. What does Bertrand need? How does Bertrand feel? What's going on in Bertrand's world, right? Because I'm dealing with my wife, and or maybe she's going through something. I'm dealing with my kids because they're having an episode, or my mom, or my dad, or my brother, or somebody, or my coworker, or my job, or something is going on that needs my attention somewhere else. So whatever emotion was going on at the time, I can't feel it, right? Or I remember this therapist. I forgot what his name is, but he was online. He was talking about how a lot of times men can't feel their emotions right away, and he talked about how they heard a noise in that house, and his wife was like, "Go check it out." He said in that moment he couldn't be scared. In that moment he had to go and man up and really figure out what was going on. And I think it wasn't really something harmful, but that emotion of being fearful, even though he felt it, he had to put it away. And how many of us men have we put away fear or put away anger because of something that somebody else did to us, but then we can't feel that in that moment right now. So we put it away later on, and it shows up in a different aspect of our lives somewhere else, but it's just the baggage of years and years of anger or resentment or even fear. And last but not least, I think the third thing is fear, is that I am fearful. I'm fearful of a lot of things. And there's a lot of times where I've had to put that in the back burner. And instead of acknowledging my emotions or my feelings, I have, excuse me, I had to demonstrate myself in a different light or a different way. So instead of really embracing and being the guy and saying, you know what, even though I'm fearful, I want to, you know, pretend to be fearless. And then later on, that fear is still there. It hasn't been processed out yet. So something that I love, I read from a Special Forces soldier on YouTube. He talks about how all of his guys, like, you can get rid of PTSD or anything that you're going through by processing it, right? By having time to talk about it. In the military, we don't get time. Like, somebody could literally die. I remember one of our soldiers took his life. We talked about it for a brief second, but then we had to go on the range to shoot. Somebody lost their life, but yet instead of processing, damn, I really love this person, I can't believe that they're gone, I had no time to really sit down there and see, okay, what's the impact of this to my life? What's the impact of this to my friends' lives? And there was a short, brief moment we could talk, and then they said, hey, hurry up and get your gear on. Hey, if you guys need to talk, you guys can go see the chaplain, right? But it's like, in that moment, I'm not going to see the chaplain. I'm not thinking about going to see him. I'm thinking about, oh, man, let me get through the day. Let me, you know, shoot and qualify. But a lot of times in life, especially men, we don't get time to really feel what's going on. Perfect example, black men or minority men, right? Black minority men. We might deal with somebody that's a racist. And we know it. We feel it. And we're like, wow, right? And this person might even be our superior. And instead of going off at them, right, we have to hold our composure. We have to, you know, be in a right mind, be in the right state, because the minute we lose it, we're in the wrong. We look like crazy black, like a black person, or we want to be a victim, or they'll paint us the picture as if we're angry and crazy when we're not, because we know what it looks like, what it feels like. But yet we can't lash out. And that is the craziest thing in the world, right? And luckily nowadays we have videos and stuff like that, so people can actually capture this on video. But I can't count to you how many times I've had to be the bigger person when I don't want to be. And people have done things to me. I remember even my son's mother put her hands on me. And in that moment, I didn't put my hands on her, but I was like, wow, I had to take a deep breath. And I figured, and it affected me in such a way that I had to go to therapy to really kind of, you know, process that emotion of what I'm feeling. Why do I feel anger, or why do I feel sad, or man, why do I feel like a bitch? You know, it's like, man, I didn't get my lick back, right? Like, somebody hits you, you hit them back, right? Men, we know that propensity for violence. Like, we know, like, hey man, if somebody's violent towards you, you're violent towards them. But a lot of times women will push that edge and they'll get violent with you, but you can't get violent with them, because if you hit them back, now you're in the wrong, now you look bad, right? Even if she did hit you, I was like, oh well, why didn't you control yourself, why didn't she control herself, right? You can go back and forth and talk about all the semantics of it and the morality of it, but you always lose, right? It's a lose-lose situation for you. If she hits you, you're a bitch. If you hit her back, you're a bitch as well. There's no winning that whatsoever. And all those emotions, whatever you may feel from it, no matter how much you want to lie to yourself and say, man, I don't care, whatever, you still feel it. So with that being said, I want you to start meditating and start seeing what comes up. Document that, right? And then process it out, whether by talking to your therapist or, you know, journaling about it, or talking with your friends and having a real honest conversation about, hey man, I was meditating and I felt this and that. This was going on. And talk with friends that actually care, and that's going to give you some honest feedback. Not those friends that are just going to say, oh yeah, you, oh, what, you think you're better just because you're meditating? Stay away from those guys, okay? So meditation is access to your higher self. Meditate daily. Affirmation of the day: I meditate to get access to my higher self. All right, love y'all. Later.